Come and get it on 106.9. This is SFM. Right, 10:28, and I'm very, very excited. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show. We don't often have guests on this programme, but we make exceptions when we've got talent like this. Give me a big 106.9 round of applause. Mr. Sean Williamson's on the line. Sean, good morning to you.
I can't live up to that intro. Come on.
Listen, man, I don't use the word legend lightly, and on this case, I'm going to use it. Sean, how are you doing this morning? You well, man?
Yeah, great. The sun's out. It's the weekend.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? It's been really miserable the last couple of days, but today is gorgeous. Now, listen, we're interrupted.
Get
out there, but keep listening. Keep listening, Sean. Don't let me lose the listeners,
yeah,
Sean.
True.
You ain't seen the rage
on. After this show.
Yeah, wait around. Listen, Sean, we're interrupting you on on the morning of a Saturday morning. What would you normally be doing at this time on a Saturday?
Well, going to the theatre. Normally, it's a two-show day in a show that I'm in called Out of Order.
Yeah.
So normally, yeah, you just sort of having a bit of breakfast and waking up and making sure you're ready for your two-show day, really.
It's two shows. So, obviously, you've got the James Waters Saturday show on in the background, Sean, and I appreciate that. But listen... always got it on. Sean, so talk me through it. So when you're getting ready for it, I mean, you're preparing yourself. Do you find that after doing... I mean, obviously, you've done this for years now, but after that first show... I mean, when I do the radio show here, I do 4 hours of this, put my heart and soul into it. Come 2 o'clock, I'm drained. So how do you get yourself back to that next performance in the evening? How does it work for you?
Well, you just try and keep out of the pub, which is always a good one. No, really, it's just, if you can, always have a power nap, because I'm getting to that age now, James.
I'm not having
getting
it, Sean.
Getting to that age.
I'm not having it, Sean.
No, little power nap. If that's not possible, to be honest, I just keep active, because you're normally in a different town every week, so
yeah.
I just wander around the town, really, eat something light, like a bit of fruit and a croissant or something like that. A croissant, yeah, I'm very continental, because I'm one of these people, I can't eat a big meal in between shows, it just doesn't work. So, yeah, I wander around, eat something light, do a crossword, just keep your mind active, and then keep your energy up for the second show, really.
Yeah, now the show that's coming up at the moment, you're at the Marlowe Theatre, it starts on Monday, doesn't it, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
What it is, it's a farce, written by a man called Ray Cooney. Ray's a bit of a legend, he's written about 50 plays. He's 84, and this is his 70th anniversary in the business.
Oh,
he started as a boy actor.
What a
14,
mess.
I know.
Still churning him out as well.
I'm telling you something. We turned up for rehearsal. We rehearsed for 3 weeks in London.
Yeah.
This guy's 84. He's in better nick than I am, easy. And he's on his feet all day. And when the actors went home, he used to rehearse the understudy. So he was on his feet for 8 hours a day at 84. He's at every show, pops around afterwards, gives you encouragement, gives you a few notes.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. So that was one of the main reasons why I did it. Apart from being a fan of his shows, the attraction was that the man himself is directing it. And it's a farce, so I'll, without giving anything away, an MP and a secretary check into a room in a hotel. I'm sure this thing never happens in real life, ever. And they discover something incredibly unpleasant, but they can't let anybody know, otherwise their affair will be found out. So they have to keep it quiet from the manager and the waiter, who keeps nipping in and out. So he gets me over, who's his private parliamentary secretary, George, to sort it out. But then his wife turns up, and the husband of the secretary turns up. So it's a classic farce situation where someone's walking in one door, someone's climbing out a window to avoid them, someone's hiding in the cupboard. It's incredibly, it's like a well-oiled machine. If something goes wrong, the whole thing goes wrong. So everyone has to keep on their toes. We've got a lovely cast in there. We've got Sue Holdness from Marlene from Money, Fools and Horses. Who else we got in there?
You've got James Holmes in there from Miranda as well, isn't he?
James Holmes, who played the barman in the first two series of Miranda, an incredibly funny actor.
Yeah.
Arthur Bostrom from Hello, Hello, played the policeman, he's brilliant. He played the manager. And Susie Amy from Footballers' Wives. And the MP is played by Andrew Hall, who was in Coronation Street for 9 months, but he was the eldest son in Butterflies all those years ago. He's grown up now, though.
Yeah. When we were kids, Sean, watching that, yeah?
It was my favourite sitcom, honestly. And I've got to be careful about saying to people like Arthur and Sue and Andrew, oh, I watched you when I was a kid. That makes them feel really old. Because I'm 52, so I don't know where it plays.
I'm hoping that Sue gets repeat feeds for Only Fools and Horses, because she's going to be in the money. We should speak to her about some kind of investment plan, because that's all that I see
on
weekends.
Yeah, what a job to get. Ironically, she made more episodes of Green Green Grass, the follow-up.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah, they did. They went to four series on that. So I suppose that was, what, I don't know, four series of six, 24. And I don't think Marlene was in every episode of Only Fools, but ironically, yeah, she made more Green Green Grasses. Yeah.
Listen, the thing about Only Fools and Horses, they used to rewrite a lot of it. I know I'm taking up a lot of your time, I'm sorry, Sean, but I know that they used to do a lot of rewrites on Only Fools and Horses while they were doing it. The iconic scene of Del Boy falling through the bar was rewritten to include Trigger at the last minute, wasn't it? He wasn't meant to be in it, apparently. That's what I found out the other day. But
it's amazing these alternative what might have been, you know, in all sorts of, because the original casting for Del Boy was Jim Broadbent, who played Roy Slater.
Really? Yeah. I couldn't have that. I'd seen that. I think because you know it's David Jason now, it's in your head,
exactly.
Isn't it? And Jim was
exactly.
In it, wasn't he, as well? Yeah, he played the copper, didn't he? For
Slater, because he was a friend of John Sullivan's, and he said, well, look, I don't really want to, you know, but I'll be in it, but I don't want to play the league. So, yeah, what might have been, you know?
Listen to us sitting like we're in a pub in the afternoon just chatting away. But does Ray do a lot of rewrites as well in the show, or does he stick to it? I know that, he's the master of the farce, isn't he? So how does it work with him? Does he kind of change things around?
Well, he wrote this years ago, this particular one, and the original cast was Sir Donald Sinden and Michael Williams, brilliant actors,
wow.
Judy Dench's late husband, who was playing my part, no pressure. And Brian Murphy from George and Mildred was the waiter.
Yeah.
Lovely Brian Murphy. So what he's done, I mean, it's the same play, but he's updated it. So now, you know, she's Jeremy Corbyn's secretary. Theresa May is the prime minister as opposed to Thatcher.
Yeah.
A certain American president gets a mention. So he's updated it for modern times. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds really, really good. And listen, Sean, yeah, I mean, I said at the beginning of this, you know, you are a legend. And you genuinely are to me. I mean, I'm a massive EastEnders fan anyway.
But James, all that means is I'm old.
No, it doesn't mean that. No, because you can be young and be a legend. Listen, this is what it means to me, right? And I'm sure that you're like, I do so much more of it. But I'm a massive EastEnders fan. I'm leaning more towards Corrie at the moment. But we'll keep that for another time, all right? But what I really admire what you've done, I'm not breaking the fourth wall on this or anything, but I think what you've done with the character and the way you've brought it out and the stuff you've done with Gervais and extras and stuff like that, I think it's brilliant. And the fact you're still, you know, you're still doing things today, but you're doing this as well, which I know you love the theatre, don't you?
Yeah, well, what happened was I went to drama school late. I was 27. I left at 30 and I wanted to be a theatre actor.
Right.
I got gobbled up by EastEnders in a wonderful diversion for 10 years.
Yeah.
And what that is, it is the gift that keeps on giving, because it's meant that I get constant theatre work. I mean, this is my 32nd show since I left EastEnders, so I've been very lucky. I always say I'm incredibly grateful, and I know what EastEnders is for me. I'll never know what it cost me, because I'll never know what I'm not being offered because of, you know, Barry or whatever, but I know what it's given me, and I'm very grateful.
I don't want it to sound condescending, but I admire everything that you've done. And I was so excited when I was told that you're going to be on the programme today. So listen, it's great to speak to you, Sean. All right, listen,
listen to
me gushing. I never do this. This is not the James Waters style. I'm meant to be this laddie broadcaster, and listen to me going, I love you, Sean. The show starts on Monday. We want to come and see it. Tickets at the Marlowe Theatre. You're running there for what is it? A week, is it? Through till Saturday, Sunday, is it?
It is. It's a whole week. I think matinees are Thursday and Saturday. And I'll tell you one thing, I guarantee, you know, the laughter is extraordinary. It will make you laugh. It's a proper belly laugh show. I was at the Marlowe in One Man, Two Governors, and I never thought I'd hear laughter like that again, and I am in this show, so I'm very lucky. And it will leave you with a smile on your face in what hasn't been a particularly good week, you know?
Yeah, Marlowe's a cracking theatre as well, along with the Mercury Theatre in Colchester as well. It's another good one as well, but that's my hometown.
Yeah, I love Canterbury. Yeah, I love Canterbury. I love the Marlowe. I'm a Kent man, so it's almost a sort of local gig for me. So, any friends or family or new friends, you know, strangers or any friends you've never met. So if you want to come along,
get yourself down there. Come and say hello to me. Listen, Sean, I could talk to you all day. We'll have to go for a beer. I'm going to sort this out now. I'm going to find you, all right? Because we could talk for hours. The show starts on Monday. You can get tickets to the Marlow Theatre. We'll put the links up on the SFM Facebook page. But for now, Sean, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Cheerio, bye-bye.